Tom, did you feel like you were starting to shed some rust there at the end? And how difficult was it after, you know, just watching and not playing for the past few weeks to kind of get back into a rhythm?
I mean, I don't know if it was difficult. It was just I just didn't make the throws, you know, to win the game. So
when you go back over the last drive there, were you pretty confident that, you know, you guys were starting to click and it was gonna happen?
Yeah, no, I don't think. I mean, confidence never was an issue. Never will be an issue for me. It's we were moving the ball and we went down there, and obviously you don't want to be in the fourth down situation, and I could probably do a better job of stepping up, you know, in the pocket and instead of taking a strip sack. But I mean, ultimately I was going to 10. You know, that's yeah, it's just frustrating.
When you look at some of the, you know, kind of the rut that you guys fell into, how difficult was it just to kind of get some life going, you know, after incompletion?
Yeah, that's the most, I mean, it's the most frustrating part of it is the fact that there was nothing that they were doing that we weren't prepared for. Coaches did a great job of coaching us up, and it's just probably the most frustrating game of my life, you know. It's one of those deals that you just, in the beginning, you just weren't making, I just wasn't making the throws, you know, and their guys are open, and I'm not going to give you the politically correct answer and say, like, well, blah, 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 like, we can get better. Just, no, it's just, I got to make the throws. I play like crap. That's what it is.
Tom, you guys, as a team, have done some really good things this year. Obviously, had some good wins, but it's been up and down in general, the tough week one loss and today. Where do you feel like overall that the team's at right now, 3-5, midway through the season?
Yeah, the team is, and where they're at mentally is not an issue. It never will be here. That's the kind of culture that we have, and it's just about holding yourself accountable and knowing when you need to pick it up, and I need to pick it up.
Let me start you, Tom. It seems like you were missing a lot of plays where your throws were out of bounds, which is, you know, something pretty unusual.
Yeah.
Can you explain maybe on some of those throws what were happening? You just feel like you missed guys, or maybe you think there were some open plays, open receivers elsewhere?
Yeah, I think I mean, listen, the throws out of bounds is that's frustrating for a quarterback. You know, it's just because you know you can make the throw. There's times where it's my guy, no guy type of throw, you know, and throwing at the hop high and away from the safety. But, yeah, I just got to keep the ball in bounds and let them go make plays. It's not my game, never has been my game of chucking the ball 5 yards out of bounds. So that's where the frustration comes from, is because I know I'm better than that.
Tom, you guys had the fourth quarter TD that kind of got you in. It's 2014, and you're driving at the end. Obviously, we need to watch the tape, but did it feel like the pace should have been picked up at the very end to give you guys more time, or was it a situational thing to where you're in the moment and you're going through it?
Yeah, I think it's more of a situational thing. I think, I mean, ultimately you want to finish the ball. I mean, you want to finish the game with a touchdown, you know, and not give them any opportunities to score or do anything like that. So I think clock management was good. I just, listen, it was fourth down, 2 seconds left, you know. I mean, just got to find a way to win it.
Thanks.